السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers. This world is a world of arrivals and departures. Everywhere you hear of someone arrived, someone departed. Sometimes these arrivals and departures are temporary, or they are in this world where a person goes to another country and returns. And sometimes it's a permanent departure. Person arrived in this world, he was born, and then there's a permanent departure. And all those who permanently depart, then we get some kind of announcement or notice here and there, so-and-so passed away, so-and-so passed away. Just for the benefit of those who may not have heard that example, that at the airport in Johannesburg, 2 or 3 years ago, some of the brothers that were there, they said, Maulana, he must give us some nasihat. They had come from Johannesburg just to see me off. They said, give some nasihat. So I said, what nasihat can I give? What advice can I give? Other than that which is written on those boards there that you see. I said, there on those boards you see, it's written arrivals. One side there's a board, arrivals. What time the plane is going to arrive. On another board on the other side is departures. What time the planes are going to depart. Then I see below, there's another sign there saying, prayer upstairs, prayer room upstairs. At the airport there, there's a board saying, prayer room upstairs. And then if you see the board beneath that, it states, parking downstairs. So what more nasihat and advice do we need? That we have arrived in this world. If anybody has a doubt about his arrival in this world, then of course we have to look for the very closest and nearest asylum. Because there's something wrong with his head. That he's got a doubt whether he arrived in this world or not. So everybody has yaqeen that he has arrived in this world. With regards to the departure board, at least there is some time that is given, expected departure of that flight. There is some time that this flight will take off at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Although it can be delayed. The flight can be delayed. And sometimes the delay is so much, as they say, that the passenger train, the express trains move on time. But those that stop at every station in India, they are always delayed because they give way to the express and fast trains. So one train arrived at say 12 noon exactly on time. So the passengers that were going to board that train were very happy this train arrived on time. So there was a talk that at least now the train is taking off on time. So they were informed that this train is exactly 24 hours late. That train was exactly 24 hours late. But at least there is some kind of a time that is given that this train or this plane is going to take off at a certain time. And there can be delay. But the lesson that we take is that there is no question of delay when the departure time comes from this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has fixed the time of departure. And no matter what expertise a surgeon has, a specialist has, or the entire world of science has, but they cannot delay the departure of the human being. When the time is up, the person has to leave. That surgeon himself will have to leave. That scientist himself will have to leave. Everyone who has some knowledge of the body will have to leave. At the most, they can make the life a little more comfortable by giving medication, which is a sunnah. The person takes medication. But he cannot say that he is going to delay death. That will come. If a person takes his own life, then we will say that that is how this person was supposed to die. But he is going to be questioned and he is going to be answerable and he is going to be punished because he was not supposed to stab himself or shoot himself. If he had waited, he would have had a natural death on the same day, exactly the same time. So the departure board, that is the lesson that it gives. Jo aaya hai yahan aaj kal jayega, koi din koi dam ye dam nikal jayega. Someday the person is going to stop breathing. Some poet very beautifully said, shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya, ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Thank you very much, all those who conveyed me to the grave. I know that you are no more going to accompany me. You are not going to come and sit by my side in the grave, no matter what love you may have had for me, but no one is going to remain on my side. No one is going to say that we'll give you some kind of company. How are you going to spend your time here in this wilderness? Nobody is going to do that. So shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge. But if that person has had an accumulation of good deeds, he was kind, he was gentle, he was humble, he was sincere, he was making his salat, giving zakat, fasting, taking care of the poor, the needy, the orphans, the widows, obeying Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then that emergency light which he was charging all the time will come on in the grave and everything will be bright. There's nothing to fear. But the person goes alone. As my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says, wahan par na koi Mercedes jayegi, na kisi ki building jayegi, na mobile jayega, na mobile oil jayega. Nothing will go there. The person goes akela. So this world is arrivals and departures. So the board that shows their prayer room upstairs, that is what it means. That this world is a world where we have to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Upstairs, that means on the surface of the earth. Of course, there it means that there's a room upstairs, you must go and make your namaz there. But I say the lesson that we take is that prayer room is upstairs. We have to work here. In this world, we have to make our akhirat. We don't have to go to a different world to make our akhirat. It's in this world that we make our akhirat. Use the same eyes, the same ears, the same tongue, the same hands, the same feet, the same body, the same wealth, the same home, the same car. Just use it in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's hukam, His order, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hukam and order. And that itself becomes the preparation of the akhirat. It's not that we have to give up everything. We use the same things, just that we change the usage of it. Instead of taking the cars and going to the rave club and discos and cinemas and theaters and not knowing where the death of the person will come, how many people suddenly they go. In cinemas, in theaters, in nightclubs and other places. So many of them have just collapsed and gone, not expecting that to come. Bomb blast, accident, this, that, and it's gone. Therefore, something that I've been repeating, and even in my England trip I repeated it, was that don't keep evidence of sins. It is a major weakness of even the Muslim today. The others, the Kuffar, Mushrikeen, Yahud, Nasara, if they kept some evidence, some pictures of their illicit beloveds, or some telephone numbers, or some other kind of filth on the porn, of the porn sites, or something like that, if they kept it stored in their computers and cell phones, they are going to get their punishment in the Akhirat, and nobody bothers about it, and nobody considers it also as something that was indecent and obscene and shameless. Nobody will say that, that Mr. John who died and Mr. Smith who died, he had this kind of thing in his house. But when an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and especially when he's a haji sahab, mufti sahab, qari sahab, hafiz sahab, when he's a tablighi sahab, he's a khanqahi sahab, or when he's in some activities of deen, when the person is engaged in some kind of deeni activities, now when that person has to die, and then somebody or the other is going to open his cupboard, somebody or the other is going to take over his cell phone and his computer, or look into his files for the distribution of estates. What would be the condition of that person? He will be going towards his grave, and the people will be talking that this is what was found in his home. This is what was found on his computer. This is what was found in his files. And this was what was found on his cell phone. So accidentally, if a person committed some sin, accidentally he landed onto one of those haram sites or stored some of the thing that should not have been, then what must he do? Repent. Immediately repent. There's no question of I will make tawbah tomorrow, inshallah. When you ask a person, when will you make tawbah? When will you change your lifestyle? When will you give up your sins? They say, inshallah. Inshallah, Mawlana, I'll give it up. Inshallah when? Inshallah means that Allah Ta'ala is not yet willing that you give it up now. Next year, 10 years later, if Allah wills, then we'll give it up. Is that what we mean by it? Allah Ta'ala is wanting that we must give it up immediately. After that, accidentally the person again slipped, he fell into the gutter line. Then how many times we have heard that, get up from that gutter, don't waste any more time in that gutter. Run to the bathroom, take a shower, put itar and perfume, change the clothes and smell fresh again. Allah Ta'ala is willing to accept the tawbah of no matter who the person is. If he makes sincere tawbah, he returns towards Allah Ta'ala and expresses his weakness, his shortcoming. He says, oh Allah, I am extremely weak and I slipped and I fell, but I do not wish to return to that sin anymore. Then Allah Ta'ala has never rejected a person. I was talking to some accountant there in the Haram Sharif, and I said, look, how many people come here repeatedly? People like us, I say, Allah Ta'ala brings us almost every year here. And that is His ihsan, it is His fazl, it is His kindness. We don't come here on the strength of our wealth and our property. I say, I don't run any factory. I don't beg. I don't take zakat, fitra, lillah money and come here. And find out from any person, any friend or any family member, if I ever phoned somebody and said, please give me a ticket to go or send me some money. It is Allah Ta'ala who brings. So we don't have to explain to everybody how it comes. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who brings, because there are so many people that are in Jeddah, but they haven't been to Madinah Sharif as yet. One person I met, 21 years he's there in Jeddah and he hasn't been to Madinah Sharif. So it is only Allah Ta'ala who takes and who brings. It is His ihsan. But yet some of us, I say, we come repeatedly, but we return sometime worse than what we came. And sometimes we bring about a little change and sometime no change. So now the question arises that how can this person be given another opportunity to come here? Yet we know that when he returned from here, he did not give up his illicit beloveds. He did not give up his interest taking and giving. He did not give up his watching of the porn sites. He did not give up his other filthy and bad habits. If he came here clean shaven, then he returned from here clean shaven, knowing fully well that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so angry if he saw a person that was clean shaven. If on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to hold the person's face and say that, what wrong did you find in my face that you were quite happy to imitate and emulate Mr. Bush and Mr. Smith and Mr. John, but you did not like my shape and figure. If a beard was something that made a person look ugly, Would Allah Ta'ala ever have given beard to His Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Would He have ordered them that keep beard? Of course, beard alone does not make a person holy and righteous and better than others. Sorry, I slipped up. There was a notice here. White Mercedes, ND549173. Please go and remove your car. 549173. So we don't say that the beard itself makes a person very pious and holy. The person with beard can be doing a lot of wrong things. But to say that people with beard, they are rogues and they are thieves and they are crooks and they are this and they are that, so therefore I don't keep beard. So then that will mean, na'uzu billah, that we are saying that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were crooks. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhu majma'in, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. So we don't look down upon anybody and we don't consider ourselves as superior because we have got a beard. But in this trip, in almost every program, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh's program, there was emphasis. Why? Because it is something that is an advertisement, 24 hours of the day. A person commits some sin quietly, he committed, made tawbah. But 24 hour announcement that I don't like the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm not going to obey his hukam of keeping the beard. So that is like rebellion. If we have that beard and if we have the outward, it's not sufficient, but at least on the day of Qiyamah, the person can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aya hoon. Oh Allah, what else have I got except the surat, the outward form? But make it into haqeeqat, at least that much he can say. Agar daadi ke rak lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sunnat nahi hoti. It would not have been the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the anbiya, all the sahaba. The women folk, they say, how can we get that sawab of the beard? The sawab of the beard they can get by encouraging their children, encouraging their husbands, encouraging their brothers, their uncles, their grandfathers. Some of them were already in the 80s, but they're clean shaven. Encourage them that now if you've got your one leg in the grave, how are you going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah? If he's going to ask you that, what wrong did you find in my face? So the question is that the people ask that how can this person be given repeated opportunity to come here? And yet they're still clean shaven or they're still carrying on with the haram. I said, that is our Allah. That is our loving Allah. He is the only one who gives chances upon chances, opportunities upon opportunities. My banda, change your way of life. Come back to me. How long are you going to suffer restlessness? I want you to get a life of sukoon and peace and happiness in this world and in the akhirah. I said, we have people writing the board exam because he was an accountant. I say, people writing the board exam. If they fail, then say, okay, we'll give you another chance in March. A matriculant, he fails, they say, give you another chance in March, in July, in August, something. How many more chances they will give? One chance, two chance. Then they'll say, get out from here. You are useless, not fit. It is only Allah that you've collapsed and you fall 100 times, 1,000 times. Allah Ta'ala will never reject you. Won't say, how many times must I forgive you? How many times must I forgive you? As long as the person is intending to, sincerely to change, and he's making the effort also in that direction. The person who says that I intend undertaking a journey to Cape Town, so then he doesn't relax after that. He makes preparation for the journey in that direction. Person who says I want to go for Hajj or Umrah, so then he starts making the application for that Hajj, all the registration and accreditation and all the other kinds of conditions that have to be met with. He starts fulfilling all the visas, passport. He makes the effort in that direction. Then we'll say he's sincere. Others will say he's just bogus. So if the person is sincere in his tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will open the door. Keep on tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala. There's no question of becoming mayus or despairing of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. His rahmat and mercy knows no limits. So that person came once for Umrah, came second time, say third time, but still he's not changing. But still it is only Allah that gives him that opportunity. He says, my banda, I am giving you another chance now. Another chance. I'll change your life. shows Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. So it is only Allah Ta'ala out there. So therefore the prayer room is upstairs. That means in this world we have to make our namaz, roza, zakat and everything else. And then after that when the person dies, I said, look at that board, what it says, parking downstairs. Then they will park us downstairs. One night this masjid was over full on some big night. So namaz time there was no place upstairs. And downstairs was also full, but I said, all those who don't find place upstairs, please go downstairs. Because up till now we haven't heard that somebody went downstairs and they said there's no place. Did anybody go downstairs and they said there's no place here for you? Somebody that was being buried, he was put downstairs. And did we ever hear that they said under the ground there's no space for you? So all those who don't find place, go to the basement. You'll find place there, inshallah. And after a little while, there'll be resurrection. So when the namaz is over, then you come upstairs again. My dear beloved brothers and our sisters who are listening, time is running out. Time is running out. Honestly, we just can't keep pace with time. Allah Ta'ala is giving us opportunities upon opportunities to return to Him. He wants to bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. After we are going to go down, then nothing will remain of the beauty, of the wealth, of anything else that we possess, except our deeds and actions. The prettiest of faces which has attracted our attention, and we are giving our lives for those faces, and for that wealth and for everything else. There's nothing wrong. Make use of the wealth and the property. Earn it in a halal way. And as far as pretty faces are concerned, if somebody is blessed with a pretty wife, there's nothing wrong. Love her. But when the person is giving his heart to the illest and beloveds and is displeasing his Allah, the one who is the giver of hearts, he is giving the heart which supposed to have been given to Allah Ta'ala, he is giving it to illest and beloveds. His heart is going to haram, haram, haram. So when he's going to go into the grave, after the person has turned to dust, then go and dig up the sand and see if any kind of color you find there. In Mitchell Park one morning, all different kinds of flowers, blue, red, yellow, green. The brothers that were taking a walk that part of the morning after Fajr said, look at all these beautiful, beautiful flowers. But when they will turn to dust, after that dig up the sand and see if you find any sign of the color.
Be nisha ho gaye har nisha, qabr mein khaak chhani, magar kya mili, phool murja gaye chandni dal gayi, apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali.
The flower has withered, petals have fallen.
Phool murja gaye chandni dal gayi, apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. Be nishaan ho gaye har nishaan, qabr mein khaak chhani, magar kya mili.
What will we get after? Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding that we are not going to remain in this world forever and ever.
کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تار کفن تھا.
I don't know what I was going to say, but we started off with arrivals and departures because I arrived yesterday from Madina Sharif. So on that we said that there are lessons in every arrival and departure. That we must learn and take lesson that there will be a permanent departure from this world. And the preparation for that permanent departure has to be done here. If a person is asked that is sin a good thing or a bad thing, what will he say, a Muslim? He will say sin is a bad thing. If you ask him, bad things are to be done or to be given up, any sensible Muslim will say, well, you must not do bad things, you must give it up. Then the third question, when must we give it up? After death or before death? Can anybody say, no, I will give it up after death? After death, even the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara, they will not be able to commit any sins. So we will say, no, before death. So if it's before death, then when is that before death? So deaths are coming very suddenly. The visas of life are being cancelled.
Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom, aur usme tausi bhi hai ghair mumkin, aur miad uski nahi maloom.
This visa of life is a very strange kind of visa. When Allah Ta'ala cancels it, nobody knows. The duration of the time of this visa is also not known. And there is no question of extension of this visa of life. Now this is a majlis of Islah. So we repeat these things because we know that we haven't made a total reformation and change of our lives as yet. And that is the reason that we are not enjoying any kind of sukoon in this world. There's no sukoon in the heart. There's no tranquility. There's a kind of restlessness. Every little while we hear of something that creates more and more restlessness. Look at the xenophobia and everything else that's happening around the world. How much of restlessness it is creating in spite of all the wealth and properties and gold and silver and oil wells and everything else. But nobody is at ease and nobody is in peace. So therefore we say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is only in His yaad, in His remembrance, that the hearts will find sukoon. Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. And zikrullah here we will say is that the person remembers Allah Ta'ala, that He is watching everything. My dealings must be right. My relationship with my wife, with my children, with my parents, with my family, with my neighbors, with the society must be right. I must not cheat, I must not deceive, I must not commit adultery, fornication, drink, gamble, take drugs, engage in other kinds of sins and vices. Now when he's going to remember Allah Ta'ala like that? Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. You don't have to turn too much of literature, you don't have to read. If the person wants islah, then the person, if he just keeps this one little couplet before him, that you hide and do any sin, then remember someone is watching you from above. Finish.
Hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Kham usi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi. Hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh gayi. Dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi. Khamusi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi.
Wallah, why did we ever return from Madina Sharif? Qalb hayra ki taski wahi reh. That sukoon, that peace, that tranquility, that noor that descends there, those tajalliyat of Allah, the tajalli of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The millions and billions of angels that are carrying the durood and salam of the people from around the globe that are coming there. How much of noor they must have got. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, when a person reads Salat, Salam, Durood Sharif from anywhere in the world, I'm giving the meaning of Then inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahin. They roam around, these angels, they pick up the Durud Sharif and convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The fastest and speediest conveyance. There's no question of out of air time, and there's no signal, and sorry, you haven't paid your bill, so therefore we can't convey your durud and salam. Allah Ta'ala put angels at our disposal. How loving He is, so that no ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam may be deprived of conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif between Rukn-e-Yamani, 70,000 angels making Ameen on the dua of the person. Now, was there a need for 70,000 angels? One angel was sufficient. Allah Ta'ala is showing His love for His creation and for the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All He wants is a little effort on our side. Take the first steps towards Him and see how He takes us up. See what kind of noor and sukoon the person will get in his heart. Outside condition can be anything, but inside the heart, the tranquility will not be affected. So therefore He says, and where will we get this? In Madina Sharif. Allah Ta'ala shows it to us. Even sinful ones like us, the moment we enter Madina Sharif, we can experience a kind of joy, serenity, happiness, contentment, satisfaction. Blue Fiat. Even sinful ones like us, with all the dirt and filth that we take in our hearts, but as soon as we enter Madina Sharif, we say, ah, how beautiful, how beautiful.
Madine se Allah kyun a gaye? قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان وہ روح و نظر یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہی رہ گئی یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر the mornings of مکہ مدینہ شریف the evenings of مدینہ شریف that سکون of the heart that is in مدینہ شریف یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا It is only the fazl and the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He gives that opportunity to be in Madina Sharif. Make dua Allah ta'ala, make it easy for me to settle permanently there and each and every one of you. Even if we don't get it, at least the desire is there. That woman who had no money, but she also queued up old woman to purchase Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who was being sold as a slave. He was the most handsome person. And people were going to pay exorbitant prices. But she had her few coins and she also was in line. Somebody asked her that, oh old woman, how will you purchase Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? You have no money. What a beautiful reply she gave. She said, I know that I can't purchase him with these few coins. But at least on the day of Qiyamah,
my name will also come in that line that I too queued up as one of his ashiks. So even though we may not get, but why should we say not? If Allah Ta'ala wills, nothing is difficult. So that kayfiyat of Madina Sharif, he said, it is only the karam and fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah, Allah, waha ka durood o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka durood o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka wo kayfe dawam. Wo salate sukoon aafri reh gayi. Allah, Allah, waha ka durood o salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood o qiyam. One is the durood and salam that we read here. We read in our homes, we read in our shops, in our cars. And one is the durood and salam that the person reads at the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing there with head lowered, ashamed of the type of sins that the person has committed in his life, and the disobedience that he has shown to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the disrespect that he has shown, violating the ahkam. But he comes there and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after having said, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen. He reads Salat Salam and then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Those, just of which that those who had committed some wrong, if they had come to you, they made tawbah istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness. And you too, O my beloved Rasul, if you seek forgiveness on their behalf, then they would have found Allah Ta'ala most forgiving, most merciful. So the salat and salam that the person reads there is different. The sajda that we make in our masjid is different. The sajda that we make in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is different. So it's Allah, Allah, waha ka durood wa salam. Allah, Allah, waha ka sujood wa qiyam. Allah, Allah, waha ka wo kayfe dawam wa salate sukoon aafri reh gayi. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jagah har qadam unki rahmat mili, jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, jis jagah har qadam unki rahmat mili, jis jagah noor rehta hai sham o sahar, wo falak reh gaya, wo zameen reh gayi. Jis jagah sajda rezi ki lazzat mili, that place where we got such enjoyment in the sajda, and that place where we got such rahmat in every step that we took, that jagah and that place where there's nothing but noor day and night, noor of the masjid, noor of the mihrab, noor of the mimbar, Noor of Riyazul Jannah, Noorun ala Noor Rasooli Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Noor of all the angels, the Tajalliyat that's coming from the Arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how much of Noor. He says, all that got left behind by my returning to my hometown, my country. Therefore, he says, Hum Madine se Allah kyun aa gaye? Qalb-e hayran ki taski wahi reh gayi. But remember, as I've mentioned many times, that those who remain in the country obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they may be far from Madina Sharif, but they are there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the person who is right there, but is disobedient, and is neglecting the teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is trampling upon the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is making a mockery of the deen, then he's right there next to the Roza Mubarak sometimes, but he's not there. So there's nothing to lose hope for those who cannot make it. جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، وہ فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا جاں وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبیں رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش یونس آتے، کاش یونس آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. Behzad, that was his takhallus, wrote this, where we put our name, to desire the same thing. Zindagani wahi kaash hoti basar, Behzad aate na hum loot kar, aur puri huwi har tamanna magar, اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی. سے اللہ تعالیٰ شکر اینڈ فضل دیٹ ہی فلفلڈ آل مائی وشز ڈیزائرز، سو مینی تھنگز آئی آسکڈ ہی فلفلڈ اٹ، بٹ ون مور ڈیزائر دیٹ از لیفٹ از دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ مس میک می اے پیچ آف دا گریو یارڈ آف مدینہ شریف. So that is one tamanna, a desire that hasn't been fulfilled as yet. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless us all with obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala take everybody there so that we may take lessons from there, so that we may change our lifestyle, so that we may reform, so that we may return to Allah ta'ala, so that we may take the first steps towards Allah ta'ala. And in that we are not going to benefit Allah Ta'ala in any way. We will be benefiting ourselves. Look at the disaster in the lives of people. Young people around the globe. There's nothing but restlessness. They are writing. We can't give up these porn sites. We can't give up this. We can't give up that. But I'm suffering. I'm restless. I don't get sleep. I'm sick. I can't remember anything. My memory is gone weak. And so many complaints they make, but they say we can't give it up. So if we are not going to give it up, then we must be ready for the restlessness, the anxieties, the worries, the problems, and the azab of Allah Ta'ala, which first comes upon the spiritual heart. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of the heart, and if He wants to give you happiness, then in the midst of thorns, He can give you happiness. All kinds of problems around, but inside the heart there will be sukoon. جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. All Allah Ta'ala wants is a few tears of shame and nadamat, repentance. And Allah Ta'ala will take us along. There's no need for bayat, nothing. We're not canvassing for murids. What is farz is islah, not bayat. And bayat also was for the purpose of reformation and change, that you choose a mentor. Not for the purpose of bragging, that I got so and so as my mentor. Or just to read 1-2 tasbihs and some wazifa and the lifestyle remains the same, or in fact sometimes gets worse. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with a complete change and reformation of our lives. Make the himmah, take the courage, take the plunge into this ocean of forgiveness, ocean of tawbah. And then see what sukoon Allah Ta'ala gives. Throw out those movies and TVs and drug habit and rave clubs and zina, adultery, fornication. These things are just temporary little while of pleasure. And then it is restlessness. Ask anyone who has watched whole night porn, after that he found sukoon, he said, Alhamdulillah, now I found great amount of tranquility and sukoon in my heart. After that he wants to go back to the next one and the next one and the next one until he'll drown himself in that ocean. And death will come. And then he'll make, hi, what must I do now? Ya Allah, give me some extension of life so that I may change my life. Allah Ta'ala will say, it's too late. Take the himmat. Allah Ta'ala has given us the himmat. We must make use of that himmat. So therefore I conclude once again on that beautiful, beautiful couplet of
تمنّا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا تمنّا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گل شنوں میں میرا بھی کوئی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغيث My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate Allah, most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, day and night we disobey you. Out of your ihsan and fazl and kindness, you blessed us with iman, you blessed us with Islam. You gave us sight, you gave us hearing, you gave us speech, you gave us hands and feet, our heart, liver, lungs, kidney and bladder all functioning. Day and night you pour unlimited ni'mats and bounties upon us. Yet we are so ungrateful to you, my Allah. ہم کتنے نالائق ہے, ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاہکار ہے, مجرم ہے, خطاکار ہے, ہم ناپاک اور گندے. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, but you are the one who is ready to forgive. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, my Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not justifying our sins. All our life, my Allah, we committed the major sin of justifying our sins. But tonight, my beloved Allah, we are pleading to you to forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed. My beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Let each and every person accept Islam and Iman. Bless everyone with entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you who have given billions of people sight and will be giving billions of people sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? It is just your tolerance that you do not cease there and then. You give so much of opportunities to return to you. My beloved Allah, make a decision of khair for us tonight. Aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de ae mere Rabbe Kareem. Make a decision of complete change and reformation in our lives. Nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace and humiliation. My beloved Allah, they want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment. They want to take us into Jahannam. My beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of peace and happiness, contentment and satisfaction. And the best of this world and the best of the Akhirah. My beloved Allah, therefore distance us from nafs and shaitan. Distance us from our egos and evil passions and desires. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu be teri pada. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu be teri pada. Give us protection by Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if first, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, family members, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Ya Allah, give us the right to fulfill, the tawfiq to fulfill everyone's rights. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of the Akhirat. My beloved Allah, bless the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with good sihat, afiyat, salamati, izzat, barakat. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a close bond with you, such a tie with you, such an association and a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. My beloved Allah, how long are we going to be deprived of the sweetness of your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Give us the understanding that in sins there's nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. We have become the proverbial fox against our nafs. My beloved Allah, make us lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat to overpower our evil desires. Don't let our evil desires overpower us. My beloved Allah, you are so loving, so caring, so compassionate, so kind, so merciful. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, sabhi meri. My beloved Allah, give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Give us the sweetness of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Give us the understanding, my beloved Allah, that if we get forgiveness of our sins, then we'll find peace and happiness and sukoon in our lives. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. So many people are sick and ailing. We are all sick and ailing. Ya Allah, we are suffering from different kinds of physical ailments and spiritual ailments. We know that physical ailments sometimes can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But my beloved Allah, even if it is a mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. But we are not in that caliber and category, my Allah. We know that our problem is our sins. Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat kar de. Bless everyone who is sick and ailing with shifa. Shifa lies in your hands, my Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur marizon ki shifa, lekin daste khuda mein hai. There is cure, there is benefit in dua and dawa, but shifa lies in your hands. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, those whose children, wives, brothers, parents, family members, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children nek, saleh, pious and righteous. Those who have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, brothers and sisters and family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, the ummat is so disunited, so disunited. How much of hurt and injury and pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, my beloved Allah, to make sincere tawbah. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Ya Allah, make us all one. Hum sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, and in every bounty that you bless us with. Don't seize us, my beloved Allah, on account of our sins. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us, where do we go, my Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap? My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, porn site on the internet, or watching some filth on the television screen, or engaging in adultery or fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands. Ah, my Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we then be in haram places and haram actions? Give us the understanding, my Allah. Jab hamare marne ka waqt aaye, take us to Madina Tayyibah. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein mera bhi koi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi ko roka. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of that, but what is it that we are deserving of? But we are seeking from you without deserving. My beloved Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. May Allah bless us with all the good that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. All his life he begged for us. All his life he asked for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 shining stars, each and every one with a purified heart. How much du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummat. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا، حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا، and the duas that he made under the mizab Ahmad, and the duas that he made when he attached himself to the multazam with his hands outstretched above his head. Above his head that masoom paak Nabi stretches his head, and how much he begs for the ummah. His beard gets wet with his mubarak tears. How much he begged for us behind the Muqam Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam. On Safa and Marwa, in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our family with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after listening to a Naat Sharif and after listening to something about Makkah, Mukarramah, Madina, Tayyibah, after listening to your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware, Ya Allah, we do not know, but you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this far of the night. Ya Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove their difficulties, their pain, the suffering, their problem. Remove the difficulties and problems of the ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan. Oh my Allah, which part of the world the ummah is not going through hassle and suffering. Give hidayah to the zalims, and if they have made up their minds, they will continue with suppression and torture and oppression and tyranny. Then my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the ships to sink and the planes to crash. Rasool Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtemaat, gasht, taleem ko qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.